Welcome to Discover, Uplevel, and Launch Your Great Work into the World. I'm just going to dive in and then I'll set some context and get everyone started because I don't normally read a lot of poetry. And there's in class sessions or in core sessions, but I was so moved to share this to just begin our time today as to set the field and the space for our immersion. So I'd love to invite you just to put everything to one side and even see if you can close your eyes and feel the words as we prepare to let go of the ordinary world and transport ourselves into sacred time and space, into a place where the finite and infinite meet, a place where you can connect with the finite and infinite dimensions of yourself and this world, who you are and why you're here. We're creating a space today to engage life's biggest questions. So just taking a moment to put everything to one side. This is the summer day, Mary Oliver. Who made the world? Who made the swan and the black bear? Who made the grasshopper? This grasshopper, I mean, the one who flung herself out of the grass, the one who's eating sugar out of my hand. Who is moving her jaws back and forth instead of up and down? Who is gazing around with her enormous and complicated eyes? Now she lifts her pale forearms and thoroughly washes her face. Now she snaps her wings open and floats away. I don't know exactly what a prayer is. I do not know how to pay attention, how to fall down into the grass, how to kneel in the grass, how to be idle and blessed, how to stroll through the fields, which is what I've been doing all day. Tell me, what else should I have done? Doesn't everything die at last and too soon? Tell me, what is your plan to do with your one wild and precious life? I'm going to read it one more time. Who made the world? Who made the swan and the black bear? Who made the grasshopper? This grasshopper, I mean, the one who flung herself out of the grass, the one who is eating sugar out of my hand, who is moving her jaws back and forth instead of up and down, who is gazing around with her enormous and complicated eyes. She lifts her pale forearms and thoroughly washes her face. Now she snaps her wings open and floats away. I don't know exactly what a prayer is. I do not know how to pay attention or how to fall down into the grass, how to kneel in the grass, how to be idle and blessed, to stroll through the fields, which is what I've been doing all day. Tell me, what else should I have done? Doesn't everything die at last and too soon? Tell me, what is your plan to do with your one wild and precious life? What is your plan to do with your one wild and precious life? So Mary Oliver asks us life's biggest questions, perhaps life's biggest question of all. What are we to do with this one wild and precious life? And so that is the question that we're here together to answer today, to be on retreat, to bring all of our creativity, all of our power, all of our awareness, to be able to create a space to gain clarity or get to the next level of clarity. I know this was a question. Well, raise your hand, firstly, if this is a question you've been living inside of for many years, it's been stirring inside of you, right? This is what brought you to Feminine Power. This is what brought you to your certification program, to mastery. And so having felt that impulse to self-actualize, that impulse to become everything that's inside of us, I found the answer to that question is to find and discover the gift within me, the gifts, the genius that only I can give, the contribution that only I can make in service to creating the future of the world. And so this is really essentially the image that comes to mind. Let me see if I can find it here. This is a great image of our purpose. What does it look like when we're living inside our great work, when we've been able to answer that question? That's what it looks like. It looks like to live like a shooting star. Live like a shooting star with all of your gifts, all of your love, all of your empathy, all of your creativity, all of your contribution, everything that you feel inside of you is unleashed and fully expressed, and you're able to leave this world, leaving nothing on the table, leaving nothing ungiven to this world. Raise your hand if that's your greatest calling in life. Beautiful. So how exquisite is it to have a day together to be in the question of how do we do it? How do we do it? Because this has been the aspiration that so many of us have felt. And so a lot of us have been trying to find the answer by asking questions like, what do I love to do? Raise your hand if you have been asking that question. Or maybe you've getting feedback from other people like, you're really good at such and such. Maybe you should do this, right? So, you know, raise your hand if from your family or your friends or your colleagues or your coworkers, and raise your hand if you've been trying to figure it out with your mind. What is my work that I'm supposed to be doing? And there's some idea that I can figure it out. I can figure it out, and then I can create a plan to go and do it. Raise your hand if that's where you've been. Right. So what I found is that none of those questions or ways of thinking lead to the answer of being able to be fully unleashed. In fact, it's a very different set of questions. And it's a set of questions that really is about creating a much bigger context of relationship for who you are, why you're here, what is the great work of life itself that I can participate in? Who am I? What is my genius? Who needs what I have to give, and what's missing in the world? And so what I've discovered is there's a very specific set of questions that will lead you to a literally X marks the spot treasure map of the place that you can be giving your gifts and your genius and life energy that's going to have the greatest impact in your lifetime. And so this is the process that I'm going to lead you through today. And you might not have answers by the end of our time today, but what I want to give you is a full, clear orientation to the process and the pathway that you can be living inside of for the rest of your life to be becoming that shooting star, to have the experience of being deeply on purpose, to have the experience of Being able to give your gifts to others in a way that they're valued and they're recognized and they're deeply received. And that is the deepest yearning that we have, much more than just expressing ourselves. It's for our gifts to be received, to be valued, to be impacted, to have even a profound impact, the biggest impact that they possibly could with their life energy. Okay, so that is the power of this process. And I've been teaching it for many years. It's the exact same process that I followed to finally discover my teaching work and body of work with feminine power as my own great work and work with women as my own great work. And I want to tell you, this was not something that was clear or obvious at all. I never wanted to work with women. I never identified with being feminine. Like there was not, you know, there's some sense when you see people doing things that have an impact. Oh, she must have really known. It's like, no, for years I was trying to figure it out with my mind. And it wasn't until I began to live with these questions and ask these questions and live into these questions that I was able to discover the answers. So a lot of women have taken a workshop or a raise your hand if you've done this process in power circles. So I've refined how I'm going to teach this and how I'm going to work with this today. So whether you're brand new to this or you have done this many times, these are questions to keep coming back to and live inside the rest of your life so that you can be creating things in your life. You can create projects and work and offerings that you're working with in your business, all of those things that are enabling you to make this greatest contribution with your life energy, with the least amount of work, with all of the focus on impacting and serving at the highest level. So whether you already know exactly the work that you're here to do and you're ready to get to the next level, raise your hand if that's you. You already know the work that you're here to do. There's always a next level of clarity, right? There's always a next level of clarity and focus to get to the next level. Raise your hand if you're just beginning. You're like, I know I have gifts, but I don't know who needs them or who they're here to serve. That's great. And whether you are brand new or whether you are just getting started finding what my work is, these questions and this process will give you the clarity that you need to be able to move forward. Sound good? So I'm going to give you more of an overview in just a moment, but let's power up our circle and create space. So who's excited about creating the space? Let's unmute our lines and just hear everybody's voices into our circle.
Hello.
Good to be here.
Hi.
We really love you all.
Amazing. Wherever you are.
Amazing. Love it.
Love you all.
So let's power up our circle together. So a couple of things as we get started. So I want to welcome you to this circle. Firstly, in our circle today are women from our global leader community in our coaching, facilitation, and leadership programs, or our graduates and our mastery participants and our graduates. So I want to invite you just to take a look around the room. This is a group of exceptionally committed women who are up to extraordinary things. So we are here today to, I think, not only discover our own great work and what we're here for, but to create a space for others to discover, to create a field of energy and amplification and reflection for everyone who is here to gain even deeper insight and clarity about how you can move forward. So I want to invite you to bring into your circle, into this circle, to start with your own intention for today, your own intention, what it is that you most want to create today or clarify today, the biggest question that you're living inside of, that you about your great work or what it is that you're here for, so that you can just bring and create a field of intention together. So take a moment. I want to invite you to reflect and see if you can connect with an intention for today for yourself. And I want to invite you to post it in the chat. Okay, beautiful. So raise your hand if you have a clear intention. You've posted it. That is one of our for sure commitments, to be intentional, to be present, to participate without distraction, giving your attention to the group. We're going to be together until 4 o'clock Pacific today. We are going to be taking a half hour meal break. We are going to be doing, we're going to do a breakout group. We're going to be having some short energizer breaks, and I'll share more logistics on the other side of this, okay? But the thing is to show up inside your intention. So that's a question. How would you need to show up today to be able to succeed in that intention? Go ahead and post in the chat. How would you need to show up? How would you need to listen? How would you need to participate to be successful with your intention today? Take a moment to just reflect on that. And I want to invite you to then just post a yes, that there is a commitment to show up today to be successful with your intention. Just post a yes in the chat. right? So we're in intentional. I can share some practices and exercise, but there's a commitment to show up and generate your own answers through your listening, through your presence, through your participation. Okay, excellent. Outstanding. So, and I would love to invite you to set a second intention about what it is that you most want to contribute to other people in the group today. Take a moment to reflect on that. What is it that you most want to contribute to others? You are here because you want to contribute to others, aren't you? Raise your hand if that's true, right? So what if there wasn't a getting ready to be ready to make that contribution? What if we made that commitment to show up and to give our gifts to other people in our listening, in our presence, in our encouragement, in our support, in our role modeling? Take a moment to reflect. What is your intention for everyone else here in the circle? If you had the power to grant a wish or an intention for everyone else, what would that be? Go ahead and post it in the chat. Beautiful, extending love for others to fulfill their purpose. All right. And so can I invite you also into a commitment to show up in a way that you are standing for everyone else in the group with your listening, with your presence as well? Raise your hand for a yes to this. Yes. Post a yes in the chat. So in addition to this, we're going to take on the specific practices of amplifying brilliance. So when people share, I want to encourage you to share in the chat, the brilliance I see in you is, the opportunity I see for you is, right? So the brilliance I see in you, the opportunity that I see for you, this is where we're going to create a space and have a commitment to be amplifiers and openers of opportunity for each other. Yes. All right. Yes. Excellent. And so finally, I want to invite you to join me in a commitment to be creating a growth container, a powerful space of learning. And we just raise our hands to say we give ourselves and everyone else permission to be brilliant and to be imperfect at the same time. We're standing together in our intention with genuine, wholehearted care for others in the group to be successful today. And we commit to creating a sacred, safe space with a lot of positivity and a lot of energy. Okay. All right. Excellent. So let's take a moment just to unmute the lines and say, yes, we are going to activate our growth container with our intention, with our stand for ourselves and each other, the lines as we together yes. just say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Standing
for everyone.
Yes.
Standing behind you. Everybody.
Incomplete at the same time.
Yes.
All right.
For everyone's home has been stocked.
Yes. So it is.
Online.
Very happy to be here.
Thank you, everyone. Invite you to partner with me to expand time today, because there's a lot of deep work we're going to do, and we are committed to finishing on time and creating a feeling of spaciousness as well, even though there's a lot that we are doing today. So let's take a moment just to amp up our superpowers to expand time as well. So that's great. So just a couple of logistics overview, and then we are going to get ready to power up our circle and dive in. So I want to just share with you today is what we are covering in our one-day immersion. That's our outcome. That's our intention, that you have clarity about how you can become the expression of your own shooting stars. So we're going to do that. All right. So this is what we're going to cover. So I'm going to start in the first session by giving you an overview of what the process is. What is the process of discovering and launching your great work that you can get started with right now and that you can be living with in an ongoing way? And it's my hope that by the end of this workshop today, you're going to have a clear sense of how you can create a project or something that you're going to be launching or creating today, this year, or next month, or in whatever form that enables you to go and create a context in your life to start doing your great work in the world. So raise your hand if you're excited about that. Like, this is what we are moving towards, the actionable takeaway of you being able to ideate and create something really specific and concrete and tangible that you can go and do to apply all of these insights and be moving towards your great work. So that's our intention, to be able to have a clear pathway and leave with a plan for what it is that you can do to move forward to launch your great work. So there's three pieces we're going to cover in this process: your unique presence and ability. This is absolutely the foundation of your great work and being able to make only the contribution that you can. You're going to discover your destiny audience, who it is that most needs what you have to offer, and how to go about uncovering that in an even deeper way. Then I'm going to give you the X marks the spot map to find what your destiny contribution. This is your place of greatest impact. This is the place to be thinking from or ideating from, if you want to, where you're brainstorming a project to serve the unmet needs of your destiny audience with your unique gifts. There is a very clear and specific map and formula that when you create things that are inside this zone of greatness, there's a way that you're going to have exponential impact. And so then you're going to brainstorm an actual project or way to get started. So this is going to be very hands-on. It's going to be very interactive. Everything that we have that we're going through, and the questions and the reflections that we're going to engage, are in the extensive handouts that are going to be available on your dashboard. So we have a beautiful dashboard for you where all of your handouts are posted that you can go and work with. The event dashboard. Is there a shout out URL for the dash? That's easy and simple, like evolvingwisdom.com live. Could we get that? Just checking in with the team. So there's a link in the dashboard. There's a link in the chat to the dashboard. So I want to invite you to go to the dashboard right now. And I want to invite you to go and download the first handout, just so that you are able to have an experience of going there to the dashboard and being able to download your handout. You don't need to print this out today. This is a reference for you, just to show you that everything that I'm covering in the slides is in these three handouts for you. Okay. All right. So let's see here. I just want to encourage you just to download the first handout as we get started. Okay, you got it? Okay, great. So fantastic. So we're going to go through this first section, we're going to do an introduction to go through these different sections, but you're going to see that there's so many more things in the handouts than we can cover during our time together today. So the purpose, like, of being here is really to get the big ideas. I want to create the space for us today in the teaching sessions around each of these areas, just for you to really understand the power of these questions. And that's what success looks like today, not you completing all of the answers that are in the questions, but for you to really understand how to orient these questions and to be able to move forward this month, this year, successfully. So we're going to start with some answers, gaining insight. But most of us don't know how to think or orient in the ways that are going to have us be successful, okay? Does that make sense? Everyone got the dashboard? Can you post in the support in chat if you need any help or support? Our team is here to help you make sure that you get access to the dash, and you can come back to this dashboard today to be able to access and download all of the handouts that we have created for you. Okay. So these are updated handouts from anything that we've done in the past. So if you've done Zone of Greatness in the past, you might recognize them, but they are brand new today. And the process that we're going through is going to be streamlined. All right. So final thing that I just want to presence. So raise your hand if you are in a program, currently enrolled in a program in our Empowering Women Platinum or coaching, facilitation, and or leadership. So excited to have you with us. There's a lot of this that we're going to be going into even more deeply in the Woman-Centered Business Bootcamp in May, in terms of creating products and creating offers and things like that. So this is really something that's going to just set you up to be, when you get to that point in May, you're going to have more clarity. So I'll be giving you some instruction at the end about the places that are going to be really good to focus between now and May, when we do that business bootcamp, when you're going to go into creating your offers. So for everyone else who's in mastery or a graduate of coaching and facilitation and leadership, I encourage you to be creating a project, to be envisioning a project that's going to support you to create your great work. And as you may know, this is really the purpose of our leadership program, is to create a structure and support for you to be then launching your project into the world. And we know that many who are in mastery didn't move forward with coaching and facilitation. And many of our coaching and facilitation graduates have reached out to ask us about the leadership program. I'm going to take about 15 minutes after lunch just to share about the leadership program that is a structure to support you with this project. And this is for everyone who is currently not enrolled in a program. If you're in coaching or facilitation or platinum, you have so much, you're going to be incorporating this already. You're going to have a project, you're going to have the business training. So we'll do it sometime after lunch so that everyone for whom that's relevant for, if you want to find out more about the opportunity to join the leadership cohort that's starting in March, I encourage you to join and to be a part of that as well. Okay. And so who's taken leadership? Raise your hand. So it's a great structure to support you to bring forward a project. If you don't have a structure and you're not in a program and you're looking for a way to continue on, I'll share more about that with you. I encourage you to stay on and be with me. We're just going to take about 15 minutes later on this afternoon as well. All right. So are we ready? Are we ready to dive into our great work? So let's take a moment. All right. Let's power up our circle. So just take a moment just to put everything to one side. Let's begin. Let's begin our Zone of Greatness process here. So just taking a moment to put everything to one side and taking a nice deep breath. I want to invite you to take a nice deep breath and take a step back from your thoughts, take a step back from your feelings, and just allow your awareness to rest in the deepest place inside of you. Stepping back into a time when you really felt like yourself. Thinking about a time in your life where you were doing something or expressing something, or you might have been going for a walk in nature, but you really felt like yourself, who you recognize you to be. And just with each breath, stepping back into who you are when you feel most yourself, who you are when you feel most alive, who you are when you're loving with an open heart, who you are when you're standing for what's right. And just with each breath, stepping into yourself, in your power, in your gifts, in your genius, in your present, with an open heart, with an illumined mind, fully open, available, ready to create. Expand your awareness outward to the edges of the room, becoming aware of yourself as connected to an intelligence in this universe that is bigger than you. There is an intelligence in this universe that is bigger than your own mind, a deeper order in this universe than you need to control yourself. And you can take a moment just to let go and allow yourself to drop into a place of receptivity, of curiosity, of openness, knowing that all of life and all of creation, all of life and all of creation is organizing around you, stepping into your great work. And just with each breath, opening up your eyes and taking a look around the circle and just joining me to bring your hands together to send energy around the circle. And see if you can take a moment to just allow your awareness to expand, keeping your eyes open, and begin to see yourself. Just see if you can become aware of the deepest part of you, the deepest part of others, the deepest part of all of us sharing the same source and the same destiny. Just see if you can have the experience right now of feeling us all as cells in the one body, as cells together in the one body, all of us collaborators in the great work of life. All of us with our unique gifts, our unique genius, here to contribute, to create, to support, and that we are naturally partners, sharing all of our resources, amplifying, opening up possibility for each other. And for our time today, we simply say yes and thank you, and so it is, and so it shall be. All right, so let's dive in. Okay, let's dive in. So what is the great work? What is your great work? What is it? What is your great work? Right? You might have heard, what is my purpose? What is my calling? What am I here to do? What's been your question that you've been living inside of? What's my purpose? What's my calling? What am I here to do? Write down, what's the question you've been asking up until now? What's my life's work? How do I help others? What's my calling? What's my life's work? What am I here to do? How can I best serve? How do I share my gifts? What's my purpose? How do I make the most impact? What's my legacy? What's the greater purpose of my life? Okay. So a couple of things on this from living with a lot of these questions. What's my greater purpose? So I want to make some distinctions that I found are extremely helpful in being able to first gain clarity about the idea itself of what my great work is. What is it that I'm trying to discover the answer to? So there's a difference between three things that I want to define and I want to identify. One is our higher purpose for being human. Our higher purpose for being human really is something that we all share. I'm going to speak about it in just a moment. It's something we all share to discover and evolve human nature. This is what I truly believe and I share. And I want to offer these frameworks to see what resonates with you. The second thing that I want to define is your vocation. This is the unique work that you are here to do, right? So the idea of your vocation is this is your soul work. This is your genius gifts, your destiny work, your contribution, being able to contribute meaningfully and purposefully to others in a really powerful way. Number three is your career. And that's what you do for a living. That's how you make money. That's what you do for a living. Now, sometimes your vocation and your career overlap partially. Sometimes they overlap fully, or sometimes they don't overlap at all. And that's okay. And those of us who are here, we're trying to bring our vocation and our career into alignment together, right? So let's clarify a few of these ideas, because it really helps to get clarity about what it is that we're trying to solve or what it is the answer we're trying to find. So let's talk about our higher purpose to start with. So this is really where we need to be able to answer each of these questions in a really meaningful way. You know, so many of the questions and our reference points and ways of thinking are in a paradigm of individualism, right? Like, I'm here for me and my purpose and, you know, what's my life's purpose? And the biggest thing that I found is that they're unanswerable questions because we don't have a big enough context, right? And this is where, you know, the larger world has been through a process of cultural evolution, where it used to be for most of human history, overarching purpose and meaning frames were provided to us by traditional religion, right? And so we had this higher purpose. We had a higher purpose for life, and you were born into it. You were together with a whole community inside of it. And you could find your role very easily inside of it because that was clearly defined and it wasn't something you had to figure out. And this is a very interesting note, is that women who are in traditional religious contexts are shown to have higher happiness levels than postmodern women. And a lot of it has to do with, like, all of these things that we have confusion and angst in finding a context for our lives. This is what a lot of the traditions provide for us in terms of our role, in terms of our meaning-making frame. See, life has never really been just about ourselves. All of these moves in culture to become self-authoring and individuating have been very positive moves. But we need to be able to find a much bigger overarching meaning frame to be able to answer life's biggest questions. Right? So immediately there's a paradigm shift we need to step into, which is to be able to answer the question, what's my purpose? What's my vocation? What's my career? We need to be able to answer, well, what is the purpose of life? What is the purpose of life itself? What is the work that needs to be done in the world? How can I, with my gifts, my talents, my life energies, participate in that? So I want to offer this idea for you, that the idea and the questions that we're seeking to answer about what is my great work, it's really the question of how can I participate in the great work of life itself? What is the higher purpose of life? What do I believe about what's real and what has ultimate meaning? And if you look at the frameworks offered by new science and the emerging field of evolutionary spirituality, and a lot of the integral traditions, there's an idea that all of life is seeking to become conscious, and the purpose of life itself is to create a manifest world that reflects the inherent unity, perfection, and wholeness that's at the center of everything that is, right? So we're here essentially to create heaven on earth. And so what does that mean in ourselves? It means that our higher purpose is to evolve human nature. our higher purpose itself is to align with our higher nature. Hasn't this been the purpose of all religions? Right? And you think about how as we've evolved and we have let go of so many of the dogmas of religious institutions that have been disempowering, we've lost really the central overarching framework of our shared purpose is to align with the higher aspects of our nature, to align with the impulse towards goodness, towards truth, towards beauty, towards right action and right conduct. And I don't care how much of your vocation you're living, if you're not evolving yourself as a human presence on this planet who is actively stretching to align with your higher purpose, the experience of fullness and wholeness can never happen and never be infused into anything else that we do. So our higher purpose, this is your spiritual life and whatever you believe spiritually about who you can become as a person, putting this in the center of your purpose for life, whether you are working at the coffee shop or you're working you're a CEO running a corporation, our shared purpose at a deeper level really is to show up as a mature, loving human presence on this planet and be practicing disidentifying with all of these things in our lower nature to be the expression of our higher selves and our higher nature and be continually practicing to strive towards that. So this is where we need spiritual practice and we need a context to be growing and developing as humans at the center of everything. Okay, so this is what this training today is not about, but I want to underscore and I want to separate this out. You have to find that because none of this other stuff for your vocation actually works if you're a confused human who's not striving for living a good life and becoming truly a good person in terms of your, you know, being reliable and having integrity and being loving and being caring and all of the things that should be part of our own spiritual aspiration, right? This is really where fullness and wholeness and all of these things come from that we need a practice to be striving towards, right? So when you're doing that, like if you think about that, think about a time where you were unselfish or you stretched to align with something when it wasn't easy. Didn't you feel on purpose doing it? Raise your hand if you did. Didn't you feel like, that's who I am. That's who I came here to be. I'm expressing my higher self and my higher nature. That feels good. That's part of becoming that shooting star, isn't it? Right? Versus you're like in fear, in victimization, selfishness, and you're giving your genius gifts to create things for the world. Like how are we going to feel like a shooting star on top of that? No, we're not. So I want to invite you just to take a moment, just to ground into your own intention, your own like larger spiritual intention for who you are as a person. And recognize this is at the center of everything, right? And it's the same for me as it is for you, as it is for all of us together. And we can support each other on that and we can be working together too. So take a moment just to take a nice deep breath. And I want to invite you just to step into your own commitment to get even more purposeful about your own spiritual life and your own spiritual practice, which ultimately to become manifest in the world looks like you evolving how you're showing up in the world with other people to be a greater expression of who you are. So take a moment and just put everything to one side. And I just want to invite you just to connect with what that is, connect with how that felt. And just take a moment to say yes. Like, yes, like I get this. This is at my center. This is at my core. I commit to this. I commit to, I commit to becoming the greatest expression of myself as a person. Right? Moving beyond self-absorption, moving into being someone whose presence truly makes a difference in this world. Being generous, being open-hearted, being loving, being courageous, all of these things we can support each other with in an ongoing way. So raise your hand. We can just also just say, yes, this is something we can be cultivating and supporting each other with. Okay, great. Well done. So with this clarity, we can then move to the next level, which is this idea of, okay, then, so that's our higher purpose. What's my vocation? What is my actual vocation? What is my vocation? This is the second word, second idea. Vocation, right? So higher purpose is about my beingness and who I am on the inside. Your vocation is about work that you create in the world that utilizes your deepest gifts and your life experience to make a contribution to others. And so, you know, when we're looking at the question, what is my work? What is my true soul work? The question to ask is looking around, well, the purpose of life is to create an external world that reflects all of these principles of our higher nature. We're here to create heaven on earth. Might there be some work to do in the external world to create that? Might there be, right? Might there be some work to create structures and resources and coaching workshops and communities and projects and support for people running for political office with certain values, Eleanor. These are all things that need to be built and need to be created in the world, right? So there's work. So this is what we've been feeling that we haven't been able to completely name with clarity, right? When we're looking at what is my purpose, right? And so one of the questions that we want to ask is, what is the work of all? There's obviously more work that can possibly be done. There's more work to do than can possibly be done. And so then the question to ask is which work is really the most critical? What is the work that is the most critical that needs to be done in our time that's going to make the biggest difference when it comes to creating the future of our world and having humanity, the world, fulfill its purpose, right? So every field of human endeavor, from technology to business to entertainment, has some higher possibility that has yet to be realized, has a higher possibility that is yet to be realized, and that can only be realized through you, can only be realized through you. I was reading today, this morning in my notes, but I read this recently, that the whole field of Alcoholics Anonymous and sobriety, so much of that work evolved in a context that was created for men with families at home in, you know, decades ago, out of context with the modern life, and that the people in the pandemic who are struggling with alcohol are now the majority are women. And there's just, so this is an example of like, okay, so what is the higher possibility of the field of recovery? that has yet to be manifest that would be most meaningful to support, for example, this group of women? Jojo Bailey, who many of you heard from at Empowering Women Live, has created an amazing body of work and her coaching work from her own life experience to start to recreate and create something new. Whether it's in teaching, the whole education system needs to become much more empowered and prepare children for this world of unprecedented complexity and rapid change. Parenting, the way in which we have raised children has been to create people who can be self-supporting in the world, as opposed to becoming a self-actualizing force with higher order capacities, right? The work that has the most meaning has to do with higher human development in terms of what can be most catalytic, and bringing that into every field of human society. So, you know, what do you see in the area that you are called to work in, or in the area that has been your profession? What are the incredible untapped potentials that you see that is work that needs to be done that no one has built or created yet? Go ahead and take a moment, see if you can post in the chat. Okay, amazing examples here. Sarah says, women's evolution in the workplace. My daughter expressed that it still feels like a boys' club. Lorraine says, saving the soil and soil regeneration. Valerie, self-compassion, which leads to compassion for life. Irina, joy for life. Tracy. Fiona, older women, I hold that older women are the solution. So mobilizing older women to harness and unleash their gifts. What a force and power that is. who don't have a context or a community, right? Like imagine the power on planet Earth mobilizing that army. Lorraine, reframing our so-called healthcare system so it focuses on health rather than pathology. Models of living and thriving for women, demonstration events to reduce range anxiety for women, helping businesses create social good, healing inner wounds, teaching boys to express their emotions, rewriting my veteran-based sitcom, and addressing the epidemic of disengagement in the workplace through leadership-based principles. Okay, so start to just if as you're reading through the chat and you're reading through these comments, start to have your awareness extend into your field for all of the untapped potential, all of the untapped potential that's there. This is the great work of life. The great work of life is the work of bringing forth these untapped potentials into the world. It is literally the work of creating the future. So this is the big idea I want to share with you, that your vocation, your work that you're here to do, is not work to just manage and maintain what's so in the world. You to participate in the great work of life is you part, like you are the expression of life itself evolving itself. Right? So this is where when you are participating not just in ordinary work, the maintenance of the status quo, your great work is to participate in helping life fulfill its purpose by creating the future, right? So your vocation, your great work is part of the great work of life to be the vehicle by which the process of evolution of human beings and consciousness and human culture and the structures in our society are evolved. Right? That's really what we're trying to figure out and find out. And your great work is the small piece of that great work of life that you are most positioned to impact given your unique gifts and genius, given your professional background and personal background, given your life experience inside of structures that match your aspiration and your own larger life destiny. Does that make sense? So this is what we're trying to find, right? Okay, so now I can see clearly what the great work is. The great work is creating the future. The great work is creating the future in all of these levels. My great work is the place that I can be the most impactful, harnessing my life experience, my gifts, my experience to contribute in a way that I can have the most impact. Right? How do I do that in the most impactful, powerful way that I can? That's the question that we are here to answer in the Zone of Greatness questions. And once we have gained clarity about that, the answer to that question, the final piece is, how might I make a career out of this? How might I create a livelihood out of this? How might I support myself in the process? What is the structure that I want to bring to be able to then create a context for myself in my great work? Right? So we want to just slow it down and be seeing and really honing in on being able to answer and discover which part of the great work of life itself can I do that's going to have me have the biggest impact. So I want to invite you just to post in the chat, just integrating this section. What are your biggest takeaways from the idea about our highest purpose, our higher purpose, your vocation, and your career, and separating all of those out, and this idea of what the great work is? What's new, or what's opening up, or what's valuable or crystallizing in your understanding? Just taking a moment to see if you can integrate that together and reflect and post a reflection. Who has a quick takeaway you can share? Just want to take some integration takeaways from this. What do you now understand, or what is exciting about the idea of what your great work is? Go ahead and raise your hand. Who can speak and share? Jennifer, hi.
Hello. My biggest takeaway right now is seeing, I saw a visual for this of the three circles overlapping almost in a Venn diagram, where each circle is the higher purpose and then the vocation and then your career. And that sweet spot at the very center, that overlap, that is where we are fulfilling our greatest potential for self-actualization at the intersection of what the world most needs. And that just, it's a beautiful thing, and I want to live.
Well, but so what was the clarity though? Like, what happened for you that, like, what was the realization or the awareness? Like, that clarity, like, what did you, you know, what had you thought before, and what was the shift?
So for a while now, I've been talking about the idea of these two circles, that the sweet spot would be at that intersection of what my life experience and what I have to give and what the world most needs. The clarity that came through was seeing the emergence and this third circle, this third level of the greatest human purpose, that this is something that we all share in common, to bring forth the next evolution of humanity. Wow. That we stand in our place and assist with this greater work. And so the clarity for me was when that third element clicked in and I realized this is a convergence of all of those things.
Wow. Beautiful, Jennifer. Thank you so much. Thank you. Let's hear from Robin. Hi.
Hello. Wow. What I noticed is incredible upliftment in my body. When I sense that there's a place of connection, convergence, just as you had said, is this place of the evolution of the planet, along with my vocation and my career, all coming together in this synchronicity, and that place of this is the sweet spot to connect to. How I emerge also as a person of integrity and reliability and feeling like I've got my grounded makes the day-to-day life make sense.
Wow, that's amazing.
Right?
So, and I'm seeing on Jennifer's face and also inside of you, like there's some recalibration that I'm just seeing of like some way that it's like, I'm oriented. So I love that. Powerful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alicia, hi.
Hi, thank you. What became very clear for me was I've had all these possible career and vocation avenues sort of swirling around for me. And what I noticed they all had in common was that they would help people express their higher nature or live into that higher nature. And definitely still wanting to figure out where to focus next, but it was just really amazing to have that come through for me that really that's the purpose in all of these possible pathways that I could choose.
That's amazing. Again, I'm just seeing this, like I'm like oriented in the right way, right? Right? You feel that? Like I'm oriented. Amazing, Alicia. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Claire.
Thank you. Let's hear from Gay. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Go right ahead.
One of the things that has become really apparent to me is how my past vocation, which was in the area of beauty, was very much wrapped in my identity and how I felt worthiness. Mm-hmm. And I realize how beauty, which leads to confidence, which leads to these higher qualities that I want to evoke. And it's different than, like, for example, when you do someone's hair and makeup and they see themselves in the mirror, they have this amazing experience and it's temporary. So bringing it to a more concrete and kind of self-actualized or longer lasting expression of beauty comes from someplace else. But this idea of having it be integrated into my identity, and this is where the resistance has been for me, because after developing such a high level of skill and recognition and so forth from peers, I had a hard time translating, well, how can health and how can nutrition and how can all of these other things give it quite the same level of mastery that was wrapped up in the identity. But when I take that out and I separate it from identity and just bring it to its purest sense of what beauty can do in terms of transformation, when someone really becomes aware of it, when someone really gets in touch with it, not only for themselves, but in self-expression and in how they show up in the world, that this is way more powerful, really. It's something that I'm still kind of incubating in terms of the practicality of it, because in the realm of beauty, you can do something and you see it. You see it manifest. They see it manifest. And this is a much longer process in actually bringing beauty to a place. It's a catalyst. It's a catalyst and it's an awareness.
This is amazing. This is such a valuable thing that you're presencing, Gay, because it's like, well, I have decades of professional experience where these gifts are really amazing gifts, but they've been given in a context where they're not really life affirming or creating the future or empowering. And I need to find another context where I can use the exquisite gifts I've cultivated to be creating things that are in this category of great work and creating the future, right? So it's not the gifts that I have or the professional experience that I have. I haven't yet been able to find a context to give my gifts in a way that I can really be doing my great work. And that's a really powerful thing to see. So does that resonate?
Yes, but and for me though, it's separating the identity. It has nothing to do with identity. And it isn't
say
about...
Say more about that. What's...
Well, there's... When you reach a certain level of expertise and mastery, and I've moved into a new realm in the area of coaching and nutrition and all of that, and that's newer. That's newer. And so I don't feel like I've attained that level of mastery. Uh-huh. And so that worthiness piece, of not having achieved quite that level somehow has derailed me or has, that's where that resistance is, but it's all an illusion because the beauty was never meant for that.
Well,
the beauty is bigger than.
So I'm just wanting to make sure I capture, like, what is it that's been empowering or powerful about these ideas for you that we've covered?
That I don't have to discard the old identity, that I don't have to consider that in the past, really. You know, I'm taking it with me, that it really is, it's integratable, you know, it's integratable, but it's in such a different way.
Well, and I would say that that is a quality of your great work. You're going to find it integrates the incredible tapestry of your life and your life's expertise to be brought into the center of it. So mm-hmm. I love that. Thank you so much, Gay. So nice to speak to you. Thank you. All right, let's take one more share. Let's hear from Estelle. Hi, Estelle. Hi.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Mine is a little different. So what I've realized through this process is that I have been running my whole life, especially vocation and career, as a mind, and I've left out the body and the spirit. So what you said today about having that higher purpose spiritual foundation, and that has to be a part of what I'm doing. It's like, I'm trying to move forward, just, you know, disregard my body, don't need sleep, you know, just running on full speed, mind and emotions only. And just to see that it's a holistic process to be applied to all of it.
Great. Beautiful. I love that. Thank you. Right. Like, so that's, again, you know, I can feel that, oh, we're landing. I'm in my body. This is something that is like my whole personhood and whole self is going to be expressed in, and my experience of purpose is synonymous with a sense of wholeness.
Yes. Instead of, right. I have to leave this, I have to burn myself out,
right,
deplete my body. And
right. Like that, spirituality exactly, over that here, these bodies are over not, here. These things are not, like, these things are not in conflict. Actually, me being whole is what it would feel like to be on purpose.
And supported, like all of it is supporting each Beautiful. Other. Yeah. I'm so excited.
I love that. Amazing. Beautiful. Okay, great. Beautiful. All right. So we have this idea of our great work. Okay. Yes, we have a kind of sense of our great work. Well, so how do we find it? How do we discover what that great work is? And then how do we create it? How do we bring it into the world? So your great work you can find your great work in the intersection of three specific things. And this is what we're going to be going into for the rest of the workshop in terms of the how to do it, right? So it's this idea, but let me give you a big picture idea first. So it's this idea of really bringing awareness to your gifts, your genius, your presence. It's not just what you have to give, but it's who you are that you bring to what you do. Your unique presence and special abilities that also incorporate everything in your life's history and experience. We're going to dive into this. So it's really understanding who am I and how am I different? Like, that's really important. This is a process of differentiation. How am I different? How am I unique? Who am I and what are my special skills and superpowers and things that I can be really great at? And most of us haven't really distinguished this. we kind of are aware of things that we can do well that are valued by other people in our workplace. Maybe may or may not be our special unique genius gifts. So gaining clarity about the very unique and very special abilities that we have is absolutely key. And from here, we want to really get to, well, what is the context for this? We need to find a context and create a context to be able to give those gifts to the world. So this is the thing. There's the contexts in the world don't exist most of the time for you to be doing your great work. I'm gonna slow this down because this is a big, we're moving on to another big idea here, right? The contexts in the world don't exist yet for you to be doing your great work. And so this is where, you know, we're trying to find, even if you have an awareness of your gifts, you're trying to look around at the jobs or the roles or the existing businesses to see, how do I fit myself into that? How do I fit myself into that? Right? Maybe I could be a mediator. Maybe I could do this. Maybe I could do that. Maybe there's this. For years, I would look in the paper for a job ad that would create a context that would enable me to be the leader of woman-centered coaching, facilitation, leadership in the world, right? I didn't have words for that to know that that is what would exist, but it was like, there's a context for Claire to be Claire, right? So that context didn't exist. And so that's part of the disorientation and confusion that we feel, because we don't have a context in which to be ourselves, in which to contribute our great work. And so this is where I think one of the most important skills of transformational leadership is the ability to create a context, whether it's a business or a project, or even if you work in a role in an organization, chances are the role that would enable you to do your great work with an organization is going to have to be something that you negotiate and self-generate within that organization, right? It's not something that there's going to be the job that you were hired for necessarily. And so this is this idea that we need to create a context that's going to allow us to have the greatest impact. And so how we do that is by having an awareness of who we are and what we have to offer, and then having an awareness of who is it that needs what I have to give. And this has been a really big missing piece for most of us in being able to answer the question about what is my purpose, because it's kind of been, we've been giving our gifts into contexts that don't necessarily value or mirror or amplify or appreciate what we have to give. So we haven't been able to get the feedback to become really extraordinary at what we're here for. So if you're a really gifted, you're someone who has an incredible potential to be a coach or a change maker, and you're surrounded by people in your workplace who don't have a lot of self-awareness, and every time you try to bring depth, or every time you try to bring, like, you know, questioning, there's not a way that that's received or met, are you going to feel like you have something valuable to offer? No, you're not. Because there's no context for you to be giving what it is that you have to give for it to be valued and received. Imagine you're an incredible baker of, imagine you make the world's most delicious baked goods. There's a bakery in White Salmon in Oregon, and they make these cardamom cinnamon, amazing breakfasty things. She's one of the most incredible bakers I've ever met. It's like nothing else that I've ever seen. And so imagine you have this talent for baking. Now imagine you take your exquisite, most amazing baked goods to the hardware store and you try to sell the baked goods to the hardware store. The hardware store is not a context for these beautiful cardamom buns, right? They're like, no, we don't know. I don't, we're not interested in these, not interested in these. You could be the world's best one. You're selling them at the hardware store. There's no interest. There's no context. But let's imagine that you take your baked goods, the beautiful cardamom rolls, and you open up a little stand in the church parking lot on Sunday. And what's going to happen? What's going to happen? There's going to be a line of 200 people who are jumping up and down, who are going, oh my goodness, these are delicious. This is amazing. This is the most wonderful thing I've ever tasted in my entire life. Did your baked goods change in these two instances of rejection versus you have this line out the door, right? No, what changed was you got into a context where what you have to give is the solution to an urgent problem, post-church hunger, right? And so how many of us have been going to the hardware store with our cinnamon buns? Raise your hand if you can relate, right? So, you know, what you want to do is find, how do I find the equivalent to a context that is as right, where what I have to give is the solution for what others deeply need. And, you know, so this is the question, right? And this is where the answer about your great work, you discover this in context. You discover this in a context of understanding who, you know, who am I? Who needs what I have to give, right? And so this is where, well, who is Claire? Okay, I'm someone who's empathic or I'm someone who is, I'm empathic and I have good coaching skills. Well, who do I want to serve? I want to serve everybody to solve every problem. There's not a lot of differentiation. There's not a lot of clarity about how to create a context out of that. But, you know, who am I? I'm deep. I'm wise. I have a strong field of presence. I have a unique ability to create distinctions and to be able to create deep learning containers, to be able to create bodies of work. Who is it that most needs what I have to give? Women who are self-actualizing, who need to be able to make sense of their own experience, women who want to become change makers, coaches. Like, I can help any woman a little bit. Who can I really help? Who really needs and values what I have to give? All right, great. So this is clarity. So I can really focus on serving. This is your destiny audience. Your destiny audience are those for who need what you, who need and value what it is that you have to contribute. And so then out of that, the final part, X marks the spot, where is that destiny audience not being served? Who else is creating solutions? What are the unmet needs, the urgent and unmet needs and problems that nobody else is solving, that you with your experience and genius are uniquely primed to solve? X marks the spot where you can identify the gap that you can contribute in a very, your unique differentiated gifts to solve problems that no one else is solving. When you create coaching offers or projects or businesses that are the solution in this circle of the gap, this is a place where your voice and your message is exponentially going to be heard and differentiated and stand out in the marketplace. and in the larger world in this exponential way. You ever been in a place where there's a dome? There's a dome and there's acoustics in the dome, and you can stand to the center of the dome and you can speak and your voice is not heard, where you stand into this in the center of the dome where the acoustics are right and your voice is amplified throughout the whole entire room. This is exactly what it's like. And so when you create your programs, offers, message, business, research method that you want to develop inside of this gap space, this is really where, you know, this was when I did that and I found, oh, okay, feminine power, that's it. After a decade of trying to launch work on different things, I can't even begin to tell you the experience of being seen, of being recognized, of being valued. Within a year, I went from teaching 6 women in a living room to having thousands of women around the world in programs. The message just resonated. And I want to tell you that, and I want to share with you, that was really because I was speaking in the center of the dome. I found it. I had been speaking on the side to the left and to the right for years without any impact, without being heard, because I wasn't aware of my gifts. I wasn't aware who needed them. And I wasn't able to identify what was missing to be able to step forward and be heard. Visibility, being able to stand out, is about a kind of radical differentiation that you're able to make in your clarity about these answers. So with this clarity, who'd be excited to really know what that X marks the spot gap is, right? And that's where you find it. That's where you find your great work. And so what you do then is you create a project. You create a project. It could be a weekend workshop. It could be a community gathering. You create a project that creates a context to begin to give your gifts to your destiny audience to solve this problem. And then you start to get feedback. And then you create the next thing. And then you create the next thing. And then you create the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And through that process, you are destinying. You are purpose-ing. And you don't get to know what it's going to look like 10 years from now, but you get enough clarity to know exactly, where is a project? What is my next project that I'm going to create that's going to catalyze even more of my work? And that's how you live like a shooting star with nothing left inside of you. And you have the experience of impacting and giving your gifts in a way that they are received, in a way that they are valued, in a way that they are recognized, in a way that you can get exponential traction with your life energy, as opposed to spinning your wheels for years or decades without any recognition, without any feedback, without any contribution. So that's the power of this process. Who's excited to learn it and dive in and be in these questions? All right. Okay. All right. So we're going to take a 10-minute break. We're going to just take a 10-minute body break. I want to give you a 10-minute energizer body break. And then we have a really rich session prepared for you before we're going to go for lunch to go into the first area, your unique gifts and abilities. Please do post in the chat your biggest takeaway from this session. Well done. I can't wait to discover what you're going to create from your zone of greatness. Thanks so much, everyone. So much love. Let's unmute the lines and just hear our voices as we go on a break, and we say, let's say yes to playing our biggest game. Let's say yes to living like a shooting star. Let's say yes to giving everything that's inside of us and holding nothing back. Let's hold the line underneath the lines as we join our voices for that yes.
Thank you, Claire.
All right, so let's dive into the first area in your zone of greatness. So this is bringing new awareness to your unique presence and your unique ability, right? So two things, your unique presence and your unique ability. So how do we find what is unique and differentiated about us and the gifts and the superpowers and the genius that we have to offer? So there's three parts to this journey of discovery in gaining awareness or deeper awareness about who you are. So the first part, we're going to do an exercise to bring some new awareness to your essence qualities. So this is the big idea that I'll share with you about your essence directly. So your essence qualities, this is this idea that there's something that you in your presence bring that is a unique constellation of qualities, of genius gifts, of life experience. So this is what we're looking at in discovering your unique ability. What is your unique presence and ability? Who are you? Who are you when you most feel yourself? There is someone that you uniquely and differentiatedly are. And that has to do with your essence qualities. It has to do with your unique abilities. It has to do with all of your professional experience, your life experience. And it has to do with also your genius gifts and superpowers. So there are things that you have a capacity for and a genius for that come easily for you, that might be difficult for other people. Raise your hand if you've ever seen someone struggling or having difficulty doing something that is really easy and natural for you. Raise your hand if you've had that experience. Like you can just do it really well without even thought. So this is a genius gift, right? There's you in your essence qualities, your presence. Then there's your genius gifts. And why it matters that you are aware of your genius gifts is because when you're creating things, when you're leveraging your genius gifts, this is what you have the opportunity to become outstanding at, right? So this is one of the questions. How do I make the greatest contribution? How do I make my greatest contribution to the great work of life itself? We want you, if I were speaking on behalf of life, we want you deployed in a place, says God, the universe, spirit, goddess, higher power. We want to deploy you in a place where you're leveraging and you're utilizing the things that you are very best and most talented at that might be difficult or challenging or missing from other people, right? This is because this is building upon this gift and strength. This is what you have an opportunity to become truly great and truly outstanding at. So it's knowing what your essence is, what your genius gifts are. It's also having an awareness of your life experience, your unique life experience. Claudia came from immigrated to Canada. We were on the facilitation workshop this week and has a very unique experience of what it is to go through a process of coming into a new country and finding and creating a context for herself, right, Claudia? That's a unique life experience and something that you have, that you have an insight into a particular dimension of the human experience that very few people have. Who is really positioned to serve people who are having that experience? Those who have overcome challenges themselves personally, because the quality of their presence and their mentoring is going to be different. Also, all of your professional experience and your life experience. So we want to go through this exercise and bring you awareness to each of these. Now, these are questions to be living with. So today we're just going to be opening up, and the goal, success looks like your mission through these questions, is to see if you can bring some new awareness and have some new insights about what these are. And these are questions to be living with, journaling about, and to be going and getting feedback from others on. Okay, it's really valuable to be getting feedback from other people that about, you know, what it is that are the gifts and the talents that they see. All right, so so let me see here. I actually have it on our slides. I'll run the slide. This is in your handout, right? So we're going to explore your essence qualities, your genius gifts, and your hidden superpowers from your personal and professional experience. And this is what goes into you discovering your unique presence and ability, right? Like, this is the foundation. Who are you differentiated from other people, and the capacities that you have to serve, and what you can become, the contribution that you can become truly outstanding at. So the first one I want to talk about are essence qualities, because there's such a deep bias in the world to think about our contribution being what's valuable is what we do or what we give. Right? Wave if that's it. Like, you know, what is it that I can do that's going to be valuable? And somehow, like, you and who you are is not fully present in that, right? What's valuable is what I can produce, is what I can deliver, is actually the product that I can turn in. All right. So that's one idea. Another idea is, well, I need to find my message. And I need to find a message that is different and unique. Raise your hand if you've been looking for that. What's my message? And how do I find my message? Right? That's kind of one where we've maybe unhooked from the product. So there's actually a place to start that's even before that. And that is, who am I as the messenger? Who am I as the messenger that's different from anybody else? And this is a place that we haven't really looked, because it's a place that, you know, again, focusing on product and this idea of, like, my message, you really want to, like, who is the messenger? Who is the messenger? Because who is the messenger is such a big part of what's going to go into anything that you're going to create and have it be really different, right? So who has a fear like, oh gosh, my message isn't that original or unique, and everything's being said has been said before by other people? Raise your hand if that's ever a thought that's gone through your mind, right? So, well, through this process, you might come up with a more differentiated message, but let's even say you don't. Let's even say the worst case scenario. The question was, who has a fear that you don't have anything different to say, that somehow your message is, you know, not going to stand out in all of the messages that are out there, right? What's unique or different? There's some idea that I need to have something that is different or original, or, you know, I'm concerned that my message is going to be heard because it's all being said, or it's all being said before, right? So this is a fear that we can, you know, right? So this is this thing, I, you know, well, it's just that my message is not going to stand out. So we've been looking for a message or we've been looking for a product, but who are you as the messenger? You are this incredibly unique constellation of life experience, of essence qualities, and how you're going to speak the message is going to be different to how anybody has spoken even the exact same message up until now. Right? So my favorite example of this to illustrate the story or to illustrate this, do you want me to prove it to you? I'm going to prove this to you, okay? Why who you are as the messenger is actually, like, if nothing else changed, it would be really radically different. Okay, so here's, I'm going to prove this to you. You might have heard me share this example before, but I really love it because it illustrates, see if you can take it in at an even deeper level, okay? So we're talking about who are you as the messenger. All right, so let's imagine the Wonder Woman movie as an example. Let's imagine that the most recent Wonder Woman movie, let's imagine that the same script, the exact same script and storyline, a movie was made starring Lady Gaga as Wonder Woman. Same script. Movie was made starring Salma Hayek, Octavia Spencer, Marilyn Monroe, Sandra Oh. Imagine same movie, same script. Would these be five completely different movies? Raise your hand if you can see that, right? These would be five completely, radically different movies. They would be. They would be completely different. Why? Why is that? It's not the message, it's the messenger on a foundational level. Indigenous peoples call this your original medicine. There is an quality of energy and presence that is unique to you and nobody else. And don't you think there are people out there that would resonate and be empowered differently by each one of those actresses playing the exact same movie? So your destiny clients, they're waiting for you. The great work that you're here to give needs your medicine, your essence qualities, your genius gifts, your unique abilities. And so this is where, you know, when we kind of come into the world and we're trying to find what is ours, what is our gifts, what are our talents, or who's doing the thing successfully that we want to find, you know, it's so easy to compare ourselves to others and to compare ourselves to the contributions of others. And so this is something that's very normal and very natural. When I first started stage speaking, because of the size of our platform at Feminine Power, and I had thousands of women in our courses, my very first stage talk at a conference in about, I don't know, it had been about 15 years since I gave a stage talk, and it was on a topic. Give me 2,000 women in 7 weeks, no problem, but a group of strangers who haven't enrolled for me to teach them anything, like that was a totally different story and a totally different growth edge, right? And I was there and I had been invited to speak, and because of the platform, I'd been invited to speak on this stage. Brené Brown was speaking, Elizabeth Gilbert was speaking, Lisa Nichols was speaking, Marianne Williamson was speaking. So this was definitely a context where I felt like as every one of them were speaking, I could really hear that voice of comparison, right? Marianne, she's so articulate. She's so, you know, she has this kind of art. She has this amazing gift for oratory. And Lisa, she's just got so much command in the way that she steps into this place as a mentor. And Brené, well, gosh, she's so brilliant in her research, and she's kind of so self-effacing, this very charming kind of gorgeous way, right? And so there's a way that you start to think when you see others bringing forth their gifts and making their destiny contribution, that somehow, like, I need to turn myself into that, you know, versus what's really true about making your destiny contribution is you need to step forward even more purposefully as you, right? So it's kind of like, well, who is Claire? I'm not Marianne, I'm not Brené, I'm not Liz, I'm not Lisa, I'm Claire. I'm deep, I'm smart, I create context, I can bring the deeper points, I can unpack things with nuance in a context about higher meaning, I can create connection, I can amplify, I can mirror, I can mentor, I can ignite, like that's Claire. And so anywhere I am is like my job is to bring Claire medicine into any context that I'm in, right? It's not to try to turn myself into any one of these people, but to be able to step in even more purposefully to become visible and differentiated in what are my strengths, my gifts, my essence, qualities. And like, let me speak on those topics that are the kind of topics that like Claire can talk about, right? Like, what's the way that I would bring this? So, you know, and this really informs everything that you go on to do and you go on to create, right? So that a lot of us, we're kind of even how we look at creating programs or projects or things in the world or offers or workshops, we kind of think what's going to be popular, what do people want versus who am I and what is it that I uniquely have to bring with my energy, with my perspective. And so that's a huge relief, because the thing is, to do your great work, the world needs the most differentiated version of you standing in your essence and your own unique abilities to be focused on the message that you're here to share, the contribution that you can make. And that's really part of shifting into this. So it's okay if you don't have the answers yet and kind of know who that is. But isn't it a more empowering question to ask than how do I become more like her or him or them, right? Which is really, I wonder how I can say this, how I would say it. I wonder how I could bring it in a way that is really feels like me. What's my take on this topic that is kind of like the way that I would say it, you know, or what would be kind of different? And this is really important, you know, ultimately as a principle of differentiation, when you go on to create a brand or content in the world, or projects in the world. One of the things my good friends, Amanda and Jen Bolden, who are amazing movement marketing mavens, they say, it's almost like if you take a quote or you take a design, if it could be anybody else's name on it but you, you're not differentiated enough, right? And so this is kind of like really where it's just this question about how would I really uniquely say it? How would I put that? So this is exciting. This is really exciting to find who is your Wonder Woman? Like, what is, you know, what would you bring to that role of Wonder Woman? What would you bring to, a topic that is your take on it? So Diane saying, how did it turn out on that stage? I realized I needed to ask these questions because I didn't really know what was unique or different, you know, and I found myself out there and it was good. It was okay. It was good enough on that first stage, but I have grown so much as a speaker and I've grown so much as a teacher and so much as a leader, recognizing my job is to be clear everywhere I am. And to bring the contribution that only I can make. And, you know, that's really kind of part of You know, and again, it's such a huge orientation shift from it's our words or it's our product to who we are in our unique presence that we bring to what we do. Who you are and what you bring to what you say and what you bring to what you do is as important as everything else. And so this is a pathway and a journey of discovery to be able to kind of find what that is. So these are some really powerful questions that you can start to work with to get started. All right, so so let's see here. So so what's your biggest takeaway? What's your biggest takeaway? Go ahead and post in the chat. What is your biggest takeaway on this big idea? Go ahead and post in the chat. Just take a moment to integrate. Right? Isn't it kind of cool to think about that? Yeah. Wholeness, wholeness and purpose. Estelle was giving voice to this. This is part of the wholeness to being able to live our purpose and vacation. Yeah, so beautiful insights here, right? And so this is kind of like, this is a really great thing to be coming back to when you're like brainstorming ideas for, oh, I could do, you know, I could do a book on this, or I could create a program on that. It's like, well, does that really feel like me? Does that really feel like who I am and the message that I'm here to share? Because there's lots of ideas and there's lots of messages that have a lot of value that are worthwhile to pursue. And I used to walk around the world seeing all of these potentials for things. And I thought that meant that I was supposed to do them. Anyone relate? You kind of look around and you see all of this possibility and all this unrealized potential, right? But it's kind of like, well, what part of that's me? All right. All right, so I would love to go into a first reflection exercise to invite you to connect with your essence qualities. All right, so let's put everything to one side. Well, actually, you know what? Let's not do that just yet. So who's ready to have an experience of this? Can we do something kind of fun? Want permission to do something fun and playful around this? Okay, great. So I'm gonna guide you through a series of reflections here. And we're going to power up our circle to go into a deep vortex by which we are going to gain even more clarity about our essence qualities. So in the email yesterday, I sent something out about finding an object that in your home, something that's close by that is symbolic of who you are when you most feel like yourself. And I want to invite you to get it right now if you have it. If you didn't read the email, I want to invite you to take a moment to look around at something in your home that you can find that really kind of feels like there's something about you that really holds your energy when you're most yourself. So I have on my desk this beautiful circle of friends that I bought right before I led my first feminine power workshop 17 years ago, where I felt like this potential. And I feel like this for me, the thing about this is it really captures who I am as a convener of the spaces and the contexts for growth and goodness to happen. This is one of my unique abilities and superpowers. So this is just something that when I hold it, I feel really connected to who I am. So I want to invite you to take a few minutes and go and see if you can find an object in your home. Really has your energy, has your essence qualities to it. Go and see what you can find. And so we're going to just do a process. I'm going to play a track, and I want to invite you to get your object and then to hold it up. And we're going to spotlight different people as we're moving in. Okay. So just want to invite you to when we spotlight you, want to invite you to hold your object up and share it with us. All right. So let's just take a few minutes here to get ready. And then we'll take 2 minutes just to see if you can, we'll give you 3 minutes, be generous here. 3 minutes to go and find an object. Something that connects with you, who you are. All right, so we're gonna just power up our circle, our essence qualities. Start to invoke these original, unique qualities.
just coming to a pausing place for a second. So here's what I would love to do. Here's what I would want to invite you to do to make this even more fun. Who's up for making this even more fun? Is that I'm really just struck. Like I was seeing Elizabeth with your heart and your love and just feeling your essence, and Tristan with your mermaid, that kind of magical, enchanted, mystical, and Daria with your bracelets and your wreath, and Kim with a lion, and Anne with a heart, and Susan with a collage, and Jupiter with the Buddha. And who's this with the dragonfly? We can spotlight now. I can't see your name down there, but can you feel how different everybody's energy is? Like, isn't it kind of striking and startling and amazing? And so this is where what I want to invite you to do is to help to, on your handout, there are a list of essence qualities in your handout. And so just as we go around and as we're invoking, I want to invite you just to see if you can identify the essence qualities that you are seeing in the different women who are being spotlighted, and just to share those as a reflection. And anyone who is sharing, just know that these are an offering that you can take in or not. Can we agree to that? But I think this would be even more fun because there's just so much brilliance that I'm seeing in everyone, just in your energy and your presence. And note, this is before you have even spoken or before you have said anything. There's something uniquely that you can bring. And it's amazing in this exercise, we're seeing it in the group. And so that's going to help us to see it in ourselves. So let's do some mirroring and amplification as we kind of keep going on our round. So thank you so much. So keep holding up your object. All right, let's go. Right. So beautiful, amazing, powerful. So hold up your object. I'm just going to take some screenshots. So we have like a group picture today. That's so lovely. So lovely. Smile. So lovely. Beautiful. Just beautiful. So many of us here. I'm gonna make one big, nice, big group shot. This is amazing. Amazing. All right, last one here. Okay, great. Excellent. Well done, everyone. Well, so this is, I would like to just debriefing that. See if you can raise your hand. What did you notice or observe as you were seeing different women, you know, holding something that was amplifying their energy, their essence? Go ahead and raise your hand. Like, what are you discovering about this idea of everyone having a differentiated essence and energy? Raise your hand if you can share. What did you observe or what did you see? Who hasn't shared so far today? All right, so let's go to Samita. Hi.
Hi, Claire. It's a beautiful thing to just show our objects. And actually, I felt that all around them was an energy, and it was like I became part of them, and especially the ones which they were showing, like there was one where they were outside, and I felt, you know, the whole universe was kind of activated with her. And that was happening. The joy was coming through their heart, and they were so proud of showing that. Their eyes were glowing, and they became part, and I became part of them. It was just involving every one of us, but each with their different essence. Like they were uniquely them through that object. And they were so proud to show, like it would just amongst everything, when you just go inside the room, you probably might not notice it. But when they pick it up, their essence was infused in that object and that became them. And then that was transmitted to us. And it was just amazing.
That's amazing, felt, right?
Yeah.
So being aware of it enabled it to, like, those qualities to be transmitted. I was so struck by that, weren't
yes.
you? And how, like, the whatever the object was, like, that was being transmitted in the presence and the beingness of the person.
Yeah, the enormity of it, like, it will be just a dragonfly, but when you were holding it up and transmitting your energy, and we were also being part of it, we saw the whole thing. It became much more than just a dragonfly. We all had our imagination planted in it, and she was exuding that, and it just became much bigger than the small thing.
Right.
It became,
like, there was
whole
this,
of us.
This amazing yes. energy of there being a differentiated quality of energy and
yes.
presence.
Yeah, and the same dragonfly will be very different when I'm holding it up or Claire is holding it up.
Yeah,
and that's so amazing. Like, you know, it just was so true. Like, and I was so proud to bring my Kali in, because I usually don't show it, because it's from my eighth grade and I had painted stuff on it. And whenever there is something going on, I would always go to her. And I realized that's me, and I have it here. And, you know, like, it's
right.
so me.
Like that part, that's you. That's amazing. A beautiful observation, Samita.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
powerful.
Thank you.
And who can speak about, like, what happened for you as you were holding the object and you were being spotlighted? Like, could you feel yourself, like, expressing and transmitting that energy in a purposeful way? Sarah, hi.
Hi, yeah, I found it very grounding, and it was a beautiful reminder of something that I don't necessarily revisit or embrace. And so the whole theme of today leading up to holding that and connecting with it and remembering was pretty cool.
Well, and so what did you connect with? So the object connected you with aspects of yourself that you were then able to bring to the forefront in your presence. What were those qualities?
Well, just the uniqueness in me at the top, like, wow, yep, it's real. And the expansiveness, the possibilities, the richness, the depth, the knowing. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah, amazing. Powerful, right?
Yep.
Does that matter? Does that matter? Is it just the message? Is it just what you do or give? Like, isn't who you are the center of all of this? And what you're here to share and shine and radiate in your unique expression.
Yeah.
Your great work cannot be given without this being at the center. Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Who else can build upon that? Who else can build upon that? Let's hear from Andrea. Hi.
Yes, absolutely. I choose this stone that I got in LaGrange in Ireland. And my background from my mother's side is Irish. And I bought this in the Cliff of Moher, where my relatives used to go and dream about America. Mm. And so, you know, what this has connect me is with my journey, because I am immigrant from South America, not from Ireland, but it's in my genes, and I have inherited that, and also with a woman's lineage in my life, who were past healers, and I have circled back to honor the gift that they had put into my genes to bring forward.
So what happens for you when you connect with that and you bring awareness to that?
You can feel the excitement in my voice. I mean, it just, you know, it's this force that emerges through me of giving all these precious things that are in me to bring it forward into the
world. That's amazing. Beautiful. So powerful. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you. All right. One more share here. Let's see. Diane is sparkling here. Hi. Go right ahead.
Okay. Yes. So I was not spotlighted, but as I was holding up my fountain pen, and also there's a ring that I wear that was my great grandfather's from Australia. I made it part of my wedding ring. And I got in touch with how I value timelessness, you know, like something like a fountain pen that I use only for my writing and for precious writing, like when you talk, Claire. And it's, you know, a fountain pen is something that has traveled through time, just like my great grandfather's diamond, which he wore when he was mayor of North Melbourne in 1900, you know. And so there's something about me that I'd never seen before, because I'm 73, so I'm kind of timeless too. But that, you know, I kind of like reach forward and back somehow. And I want to really look at that more in depth. And it really moves me to say that. I've never seen that about myself before.
Wow, that's amazing. And so like this is, can you feel who you are when you're connected to these essence qualities, right? Like just like for all of
them. Yeah, like for example, if I can say a couple more words, my father was in the D-Day invasion in 1944, and I've written about that since there. For, you know, it's been 75 years I've written, and I was just there for the 75th, and I was interviewing all these beautiful old men who were 93, and, you know, telling their stories. I got like 8 articles out of it, and won an award, and it was so moving to me to share their stories. You know, they're probably not even here anymore 4 years later. And I, you know, there's something that I guess for me, not only in my writing, but who I am, is that I wanted to kind of share and represent stories about what is so powerful that it's moving through us and passed down to us. And
right. So who you are and that passion and that connection to timelessness? Can you feel feel Diane's passion, right? Like your presence and that fully here, can you see it's almost like it doesn't matter necessarily the words of what you say, the energy and quality and presence that you're bringing to it opened up. Like this is what is going to have you be visible to those who need what you have to give, right? This is like all of us become visible as ourselves when we differentiate by aligning into these qualities. Amazing. So powerful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. So taking a moment. So I'd love to guide you through another exercise to integrate this. So just notice what you are feeling and what you're seeing and what it is, right? And how this changes our thinking. How this starts to change our thinking, where we can sort of start to feel not just what does the marketplace need or what are the opportunities or what could I speak about? Let me hold that object as an anchor. Let me connect with the essence of who I am. What is it that I have to bring to this? In who I am, my unique qualities, this is the orientation shift. Your great work is created through who you are as a starting point, as a foundation. So I'd love to invite you just into some reflections and journaling. So I want to invite you just to put everything to one side. Just take a nice deep breath. These are questions that you're going to engage with and go even deeper with as you're moving forward. I want to invite you to take a moment to think about a time in your life where you felt most like yourself. It might have been when you were traveling, or it might have been when you were parenting, or it might have been when you were doing something in your vocation. But take a moment to reflect on stepping into this experience where you felt really connected to this quality of you, your energy. Think about a time when you felt most alive, when you felt vibrant, you felt fully alive and fully in this experience of presence and connection to yourself at a deepest level. And think about a time when you were loving with an open heart. And finally, a time when you are impacting others, where you are impacting others. It might have been through a conversation with a friend. It might be through your workplace. And see if you can open your hand out now. to page 4, where you can see these essence qualities. And see if you can identify what are the qualities about yourself in these situations. What are the qualities about yourself? What are the things that you most identify, that you appreciate most about yourself? What do you most like and appreciate? If you could only pick 6 of these qualities, this is kind of another way to come at it. It's kind of like, what are the things that you think are cool about yourself? It's actually a really cool question, because these qualities that we appreciate about ourselves, I really like that I'm like this. Notice how they really connect us with things that are our essence. So I want to invite you to take a moment and see if you can answer just this question. Like, what is it that you really like about yourself and who you are in these situations, or appreciate about yourself, or recognize about yourself as your unique qualities? Take a few minutes here, and I want to invite you to journal and write it down. Thank you. Okay, raise your hand if you're having some new awareness about these things that are different about you. So in the rest of the handout on this topic of your essence qualities, this is a really fun exercise to do and get feedback from a group. So if you're in a practice group, this is something you can do together with other women in your program, but it's a really powerful exercise to be able to get together, to share about your object, and to be able to give each other mirroring and share about the essence qualities that you observe and you see. So it's really great to get some feedback and mirroring from some other people. Another thing that you can do here is reflect on these questions. Think about the film stars that you like. Think about the public figures you admire. Think about the historical figures or the literary characters that you think are really cool. Write them down and see if you can identify their essence qualities. People that you know, list their essence qualities. And surprise, surprise, how much do their essence qualities mirror something about you? What can you see about yourself in these qualities? So we're not doing this exercise right now, but I just want to orient you to this, because so often the people that you're drawn to, or the things that the people that you admire or you look up to, what are the qualities that you most admire and appreciate? And how can they show you something more about your essence qualities as well? So I want to invite you to stay with this. So final reflections here. Want to invite you to post in the chat right now, what new awareness do you have about your own essence qualities? What new awareness do you have about your own essence qualities? Post in the chat just to complete this section. Nancy says, I like myself a lot. That's cool, right? Our essence qualities are really the qualities we like about ourselves. This is awesome. Yes, so great. So here's a question to take. I want to invite you to see yourself forward. What might it look like for you to purposefully center yourself and amplify these qualities in your life, in your workplace? Start to show up as the person that you are purposefully and intentionally in an even bigger way. Post in the chat one action step you can take to begin to show up and express these essence qualities in your life. One action step. All right, so it is 1 o'clock. Kind of feels like time for lunch, doesn't it? Who's hungry? We've been going for a while. Okay, great. So we have a lot to get through for the rest of the afternoon. These big ideas and big concepts I've wanted to create more space for because they've been invisible to us and they're very difficult to see. So this morning you have gained an orientation. Raise your hand if you feel that you have oriented to your true north and the questions to be living inside of. You have opened up and expanded to this larger idea of the great work of life itself is about creating heaven on earth. And my great work is a part of that. My higher purpose is to evolve myself and show up as a mature, loving human presence. My vocation, I'm here to discover my unique presence and abilities and my destiny audience and the work that I'm here to do. And I'm now aware that who I am is even more important than what I say and what I give and what I contribute, and that I'm standing forth as this. All right. So a couple of things over the break. I want to give you some reflection questions over the break, because we're going to integrate and complete this section on your unique ability and genius on the other side of the break in a lasered way. And so there's two final pieces to bring into this, which is your unique genius, and abilities. And so here's a question I want to give you to reflect on during the lunch break. And that is, and you know, this was the one that really unlocked it for me. The idea of your genius or your genius gifts is that you have, everybody has an extraordinary ability. So you have natural gifts and aptitudes for things, whether it's in all different categories. There's a lot of different strengths. You might be very strategic. The StrengthsFinder test is, if you've heard of StrengthsFinder, that's a system that's identifying all of these different strengths. Everybody has a constellation of different strengths and different capacities. The capacity for a relationship, for ideation, for positivity. That's actually a great resource to be going into to identify even further. But just looking at your own experience, one of the most powerful things to start to bring, like, what are my extraordinary abilities? The things that I'm not just good at, but the things I'm really, I have the ability to be outstanding at, because I have a natural aptitude for it, something that I'm really great at. And so one of my favorite questions to ask or to think about in your family, what's missing when you're not there? At your workplace, what's missing when you're not there? In any meeting you're in, what's missing when you're not there? It's one of my favorite questions, the what's missing when you're not there, because it really starts to see what it is that you bring that is unique, that is different. And so I want to invite you to reflect on that question. What's missing when you're not there? And secondly, what are the unique life experiences that you have had? What are the things that you understand about the human experience that not everybody does? You might have lost a child. You might have traveled to another country. You might be in a blended family. What are the unique insights that you've had? And what is the professional expertise that is somewhat rare? Where do you have real expertise that you have developed? Okay, so we're going to reflect on this and we're going to bring it together the other side of the break. All right, so it's 1:04 right now. We want to synchronize our watches. We're going to take a 30-minute meal break. So we're going to be back at 1:35 Pacific time. So that's 30 minutes from now, 35 minutes past the hour. And I want to invite you just to, let's just unmute the lines and let's just take a moment to unmute the lines. So we'll be back in 30 minutes. Let's close just by hearing the sound of just speaking your essence qualities into the room as we're just celebrating the unique, different, magnificent, brilliant qualities within us and within everybody here. So let's just unmute the lines and let's just do something fun just to celebrate these brilliant qualities, and we'll go to the break and we'll be back in 30 minutes. Okay, let's unmute the lines right now. And just speaking the essence qualities that within yourself and that you see, and there's no right way to do this. Let's go right now. All right, let's unmute the lines.
Collaborative.
Passionate.
Responsible.
Emotional.
Sensitive.
Beautiful women.